Quarter to six, 30 degrees, WWIB. And the speaker to Youth Leadership Eau Claire is on the line with us. He addressed them yesterday via Zoom. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it was kind of fun. It was, so they do this youth leadership program in Eau Claire, and yesterday was their health and quality of life day, and I was invited to come in and be a speaker for that. And so it was really neat.
Via Zoom, right? Via Zoom?
Yep. Yeah, it would have been wonderful. I was telling my daughter at work yesterday that it would have been wonderful to just sit around a table answering questions and talking to them about what I do.
Yeah.
But that's really the world we're in right now. I actually sat in on some of the other talks. The director of Mayo One, the chopper service, was there. And someone did a trauma thing, a trauma reenactment. And so it was just really neat to be a part of that. Of course, I talked about wholeness, integration, and reconciliation from a neuropsychological perspective. So that was really a neat opportunity as well.
Well, you had solicited opinions about what you should talk about. I had suggested that, not necessarily
you
from
did.
The, but, you know, it makes sense from the neuropsychological. What was the difference when you say from the neuro as opposed to just a regular discussion of that?
Well, you know, as a believer, I think understanding wholeness and integration really ties in with our faith as well. But they were interested in having me speak as a neuropsychologist. So I talked about how the importance of how we live and how we act affects how well we integrate our brains, how well we get the different parts of our brains to work together, how well we get our brains to work with our bodies, and then in relationships as well. And so I think it was well received. I was the last speaker of the day, which any speaker knows is the worst position to be.
After lunch. After lunch is bad, too.
Yeah, I was between break and lunch. So
okay.
It was.
Well, good. Well, we're proud of you. We love you. We're backing you and glad to hear the good report. So would have liked to have been there to experience that. But, you know, what do we got for the Path to Wholeness Lenten devotion this morning?
Yeah, so this morning the author, Russell Levinson, was talking about John 10:10, which says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And so today's message really kind of boiled down to not getting distracted by so many of the things that drag us down in the world, you know, or to get so focused on heaven that we fail to live right now. He says the life in the promise Jesus talks about is the life he really wants to give us. The life he's talking about is not just the gift of resurrected or eternal life. Following after Jesus in everything you do right now is flourishing and prospering. What Jesus is trying to do is remind us that each moment of life is a precious treasure. And so he says, where do we start? Just a few suggestions. Spend some time watching a movie with a friend, spouse, or child. Spend a bit of time talking together. Stop a few times a day. Take a deep breath and look out your window. Pray a bit more. Listen a bit more. Read a bit more. Or perhaps just stop a bit more. And so he's kind of contrasting, you know, the daily grind, you know, paying bills, kind of going through the motions and really trying to be present to the moment. And I think that's just a really solid message for us to hear.
Absolutely. We lost Larry Crabb on Sunday and his daughter-in-law, Leslie, posting about that. Was it 30 years ago, either yesterday or today, that his brother
Bill
had died in a plane crash, and writing powerfully about now the brothers are united in heaven. That was really striking, don't you think?
Yeah. I just read that right before we got on the air, and I told Heather that, and she said it's really weird how things like that can work out sometime. And, you know, our friend Perry would say there are no coincidences.
Yeah.
You know, it touched me thinking about that because I know Bill was really, really close to him. And so, yeah.
Now, the idea of there being no coincidences, people sometimes call that a God incidence, right? No coincidences, God incidences.
Yes, I think Perry would use that word. No, I've used that word in the past.
That's fine. It strikes me that maybe that's not original with Perry. But then as you're saying that, I'm like, wow, it'd be kind of cool. Like if there's something that's well known and if you just become identified with it, then maybe you can collect royalties, you know? So
there you go. I think that's a good idea.
All right, we're going to put off the author of the day, Jerry Bridges, until tomorrow. So, you know, he sat down right here in studio with me and visited one time.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I would
Jerry
love
Bridges.
To hear about that tomorrow.
He was a great, great guy. He signed my copy of Transforming Grace.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
My wife calls that the original hardcover. It's got like an orange cover. It's like the ugliest cover. I mean, it really does. It really does. All right. Well, thinking of Larry Crabb and his brother, and this song, I've dug this one up from Truth, and it's got a long musical, instrumental intro, but it's about heaven, and it's called If You Could See Me Now. Best book on heaven, probably Randy Alcorn's, right?
That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. Certainly comprehensive.
All right. Johnny Erickson Tata is like, yo, don't forget I wrote one, too. So, Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. All right. Your birthday yesterday.
It was, yes.
How was it?
It was so good. And, you know, I was overwhelmed last night. Somebody put my picture out there that it was my birthday on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so many wonderful birthday wishes. So that was really special from our listeners.
I bet you Caleb did that.
I bet it was.
Yeah, very good.
Well, so, yeah, that was really nice.
They're loving you at nights, 6 to 11 weeknights here on WWIB. How have you been enjoying that?
I love it so much. It's absolutely a blessing to just be able to, you know, be a part of the family here and be a part of, you know, everyone's family. You know, it's pretty neat.
And connecting with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And that is a great connection. So beyond that, we've been hearing a lot about you with Physicians Weight Loss Center and boy, just encouraging stories, right?
Yes. And, you know, that was one thing, too, with it being my birthday yesterday. It's, you know, all about choices. And I talk about that a lot. But I had a choice. You know, I could have had a big piece of that yummy chocolate cake, or I could have stayed on plan.
Right.
And had my really yummy brownie bar, which is the snack bar through them. Mm-hmm. And that was really good. It's just as good as the cake. And I stayed on plan. So
yeah. And was it Caleb yesterday? They brought in a nice veggie tray. I mean,
actually, that was Sue.
Sue. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. It was beautiful. It, you know, and so instead, we usually get a little basket of candy, right?
Right, right.
And how supportive everybody is being. It's just awesome.
And if occasionally there are sweets around, you said, hey, the food I'm getting from Physician Waste Loss Center, this is, I'm good with it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I can still eat. You know, I go to the grocery store, I shop, I get to eat a lot of my favorite things. It's just about choosing the right things.
Yeah.
So.
And so you'd encourage other folks to take part and join
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It's, and they are so wonderful there. Like, they're my best friends now, right? I go in, they know me.
Yeah.
They are there for me through little struggles and all the, you know, the triumphs, too. And
it's great to not be on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, we're not on our own. We need our listeners in terms of getting behind you in our hope and hoops. And you got the $10 gift certificate from One Source Imaging in downtown Eau Claire. You can use that off ink, toner purchases, maybe get upgraded to a $30 gift certificate later day with Paul Anthony, and certainly be in the drawing for not one, but two different printers from One Source Imaging, the HP All-in-One 3830. But beyond that, we also have a $10 Mustard Seed Boutique gift certificate we'll draw for this morning. So Cynthia and Hawkins behind you with a $5 pledge. This is Mona and Sheldon.
Oh, thank you, Cynthia.
Vicky and Eau Claire at 396-1670. We welcome some others as well. So get in on the fun, 396-1670 here at WWIB.
Never thought you'd hear R.E.M. on the Wib Wake Up Show, huh? It's not even that End of the World song everybody was playing last year. A Japanese billionaire is seeking 8 members of the public to join him on the first private flight to the moon, and he's going to pick up the tab. How cool is this? Yusaku Maezawa announced his unusual talent search in a video with SpaceX head Elon Musk. The clothing tycoon Maezawa plans to fly on the first private lunar flight from SpaceX, and he hopes to cover the cost for 8, quote, everyday people to join him.
Cool.
This is awesome. The contest called Dear Moon was announced by Maezawa on Twitter. He purchased all the seats for the 2023 mission in 2018, so 5 years early. Initially, he planned to fill the plane with artists, but now he says, you know what? Anyone who feels like they can advance their craft by going into space, go ahead and put your name in the hat.
Hmm.
Beyond being first for a non-governmental space flight, Elon Musk hopes the flight will set a new high watermark in space travel. He said the flight's path will take it farther from the Earth than the Apollo missions, officially making it the farthest a human has traveled away from the Earth. And again, Japanese billionaires like, hey, eight friends. I might not know you yet, but we're going to be friends. We're going to go to the moon.
That's amazing.
And it's going to be free for you.
I mean, is there any kind of astronaut training? How long do you stay?
Well, I don't know. And how quickly do you become friends if you hurl on your way up? Either way, I'd go to the moon, I think. I'm not good with roller coasters.
A question
so I don't
for
know about
tomorrow
the
morning show. Would you go to the moon if you could?
If it were free, would you go?
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a
all right. I really love the Gene Wilder version of Willy Wonka.
Me too.
Classic. Just iconic movie.
Yes.
And again, when Charlie unwraps that chocolate bar after trying so hard.
Yeah.
And then finds that golden ticket. So cool. So the golden ticket concept, The Office used it for a great episode. And now Chip Gaines is borrowing from that idea as well, as he is giving some very fortunate fans the chance to win some big bucks. In a video posted to social media, the Fixer Upper star announced he's hiding 10 checks, each for $1,000, in upcoming copies of his self-help memoir called No Pain, No Gains. The good stuff doesn't come easy. So long story short, in a nutshell, Chip and Joe Gaines from Fixer Upper, he's got a new book coming out, and in 10 copies, he's going to hide a check for $1,000.
That's great. That is fantastic.
It's great marketing. It's fantastic. Lucky winners will also get a weekend in Waco. I think my wife would be even more excited about that than the $1,000 to get to experience all things Magnolia. You don't have to even go to Target. You get to the real thing down there at Magnolia Market in Waco, Texas.
Great stuff. I love it.
Unusual middle names are topic here. There's a lot of famous folks that you say, okay, you might know them by their first name, first and last name, but do you know their middle name? And we've got that for you. Havo, Ben Affleck, I think, he's done a lot of different things. Batman, and a lot. Some hits, some misses.
Yeah.
But his middle name, Giza. Ben Giza Affleck. Giza or Geza, yeah.
Okay.
Never would have thought that. Elton John, did you know his middle name? Sir Elton Hercules John.
Hercules.
That's a pretty awesome middle name. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Speaking of strong dudes, Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger.
Hmm.
I don't know that I'm pronouncing that right because I've never seen that name before.
A native of Austria.
Unusual middle names, Zach Knight Galifianakis. He's been in a lot of different movies. Michael B. Jordan. What does that B stand for? A lot of folks love him from the Marvel movies. Michael Bakari Jordan.
Huh. Hmm.
Here's one that really blew me away. Michael J. Fox. What would you think his middle name would be? John? James? Something like that? Andrew. Michael J. Fox's middle name is actually Michael Andrew Fox. He took the J as part of his stage name in honor of actor Michael J. Pollard. Tina Fey's middle name? Stamatina. Tina Stamatina Fey. Jennifer Lawrence's middle name? Schrader. Hugh Grant. Hugh Mungo Grant. And here's one, Havel, that I know
Hugh
you
Mungo.
And I...
Did you get that?
Hugh Mungo. And here's one, Havel, that I think you and I... We really like this actor a lot. I like him from 24.
Yeah.
You've been watching Designated Survivor. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Kiefer William Frederick Dempsey George Rufus Sutherland.
You're kidding.
No. When you're Kiefer's parents, evidently you name your kid after all the folks you adore, hence a whole lot of middle monikers.
Wow.
Named after his grandfather, his dad's best friend, and a writer, Sutherland was gifted so many middle names, even he doesn't know every reason. Kiefer William Frederick Dempsey George Rufus Sutherland.
No, I'm a big fan.
Learn the whole alphabet when you're writing your name.
I'm Mark Allen. You are Michelle.
Michelle Denise.
I'm Caleb Timothy.
There we go.
Oh, Timothy.
Don't steal my identification.
Well, the name above all names, Jesus. All hail the
Perfect.
Power of Jesus' name. For him, WWIB.